Hey guys, this is Dr. Marianne Miller, and I'm an associate professor and assistant chair in the Department of Management in the School of Business at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, Virginia. And I am here to talk to you about the kinds of things that faculty are likely to expect of you in a college classroom. First and foremost, make sure that you read something called the syllabus. Now, if you haven't heard of a syllabus before and are wondering what beast that is, it is a document that you will receive at the beginning of the semester that has an outline of what's going to go on in the course. It has where you can contact the professor, where her or his office might be located, what the phone number is, email address, when they have office hours, which are designated times during the week when they are available in their office to answer your questions or just chat with you about whatever you need to discuss with them. Class administrative policies on attendance and grading and all those other kinds of things that you're going to care about. And, you know, sort of a map of where the course is going to take you. When are your assignments due? When are your exams? What are your reading assignments? And when should you have covered certain material? So be familiar with that. It's going to tell you an awful lot, if not everything, of what you need to know about the mechanics of a class and what's going to go on in there and how you're going to be evaluated. And that's a document in which faculty often very explicitly lay out their expectations of you. So make sure that you have a syllabus and that you've read it and refer to it when you need to. Another thing that faculty members are going to expect is that you do attend class regularly and that you are reasonably attentive while you are in class, and hopefully that you're taking notes. However you do that, whether you do that manually or whether you may have a note taker or whether you use a laptop, sometimes faculty members do cover material that isn't in the book that they assigned. And sometimes they'll flag you about that, and you know, with a big hint, you know, oh, and by the way, this isn't in the book, so you darn well better make sure you're writing that stuff down, because if you go to find it in the book later, it's not going to be there. So taking notes and coming to class are two very, very good ideas. Another thing that faculty members will expect from you is that you will have read the assigned material on or approximately on the day that it was assigned. And there are multiple reasons for that. One is, you know, it's a bad idea to try to do all of the reading that's assigned over several